Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel the multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, we come to Bethlehem on this silent night to gather around the manger to see this wondrous thing of which we have heard. We come to worship the baby born to be a king. Make us worthy to receive your gift of grace, O God, and let us go from this place renewed in our hope and our faith. May we share your gift of love and peace with all we meet. Hear us now as we pray together the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please be seated.
On this Christmas Eve, we light all the candles of the Advent wreath. First, we light the candle of hope. Second, we light the candle of peace. Third, we light the candle of joy. Fourth, we light the candle of love. Finally, we light the center candle. This is the Christ candle. Jesus is born. Jesus has come.
In the Gospel of Luke, we read, "And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors.'"
Let us pray. Great God of love and light, we thank you now for the light of that special star over 2,000 years ago that guided humbled shepherds and learned wise men to the holy babe. Lead us now by the light of your love, in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen.
Our first lesson is taken from the 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah, verses 2 through 7. Christ's birth and kingdom are foretold by Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation, thou hast increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people rejoice when dividing the spoil. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Thank you.
Our second lesson is taken from the 11th chapter of the book of Isaiah, starting at verse 1. Isaiah tells of the peaceable kingdom. Isaiah was a prophet, and he was talking about the peace that will come when God comes to this earth. A shoot shall come out from the line of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp. And the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Our third lesson is taken from the first chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, verses 26 through 38. The angel salutes the Virgin Mary. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town in Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Mary to the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel answered her and said unto her, "The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And behold, your cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be unto me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Our fourth lesson is taken from the second chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, starting at verse 1. "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. and all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Our fifth lesson is taken from the second chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, verses 8 through 20. The shepherds go to the manger. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all. And it came to pass, as the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw this, they made known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at those things that were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Our sixth lesson is taken from the second chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, starting at verse 1. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Now it seems like Christmas, doesn't it? It's gorgeous. I heard about a woman who went into the post office the other day to buy stamps for her Christmas cards. And she said to the clerk, "May I have 50 Christmas stamps?" And the clerk said, "What denomination?" And the woman said, "God help us, has it come to this? Well, give me 6 Catholic and 12 Presbyterian, 10 Lutheran and 22 Baptist." And I don't have a lot to say tonight. I think it's just wonderful to come together to sing the carols, to hear the beautiful music, to hear the story of that birth so long ago. But you know, it never ceases to amaze me that around the world on this night, among Christians of every nation and yes, every denomination, people of every age and race and language are bowing and giving thanks for a baby born long ago in Bethlehem of Judea. Christmas Eve means different things depending on your age. For our children, it's the most exciting evening of the year as they await the arrival of Santa. I guess that excitement of the kids has always been my favorite part of Christmas. Kind of makes me want to keep the kids young. That would be nice, to keep our children forever young, forever joyfully anticipating the arrival of Santa, forever believing that the world is a place completely filled with beauty and love and joy and peace. But they must grow up and learn about life in the real world. The real world, unfortunately, sees Christmas as a time to turn a profit on a year's commerce. So yes, in a sense, we would like to keep them young forever. There is another temptation, however, and that is to keep the babe in the manger forever the same. This is the temptation to come to church on Christmas Eve and worship this baby and then return to the real world, to our real world lives, and ignore the fact that that Bethlehem baby became a man. A man who overturned the tables of the money changers in the temple. A man who lived his life for others. A man who loved the unlovable and cleansed the lepers and washed the feet of his disciples. That Bethlehem babe became a man who gave his life for all of us, was crucified and was raised. There is the temptation to forget that this man, Jesus, calls us to follow him all year long. To love our enemies, to do good to those who mistreat us. To seek to live the kingdom life every day that we walk this earth. Always seeking to live as he would have us live. It's all right if nostalgically we want our children small so they can forever preserve their innocence. But it's not okay if we want to forever keep the Christ child small so that he won't inconvenience us or make any kind of demands on us. In Luke's version of the Christmas story, those shepherds were out in the fields, somewhere around Bethlehem, near where the Christ child was born. They were keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were naturally afraid. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I have good news which will bring great joy to everyone. For today in the town of David a Savior has been born. He's the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign. You'll find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all." I don't know about you, but I sure wish that I would have loved to have been on that hillside that night to hear the angels sing. Can you imagine what an amazing sight and sound that must have been? It's no wonder the shepherd said, "Let's go over there. Let's see this thing that has happened that the Lord told us about." They went to where the angels had told them, and when they had seen the Christ child for themselves, they spread the word concerning what had been told them. And everybody who heard it was amazed at what the shepherd said to them. Probably their friends listened to them with skepticism. I know I would. I mean, who would take their words seriously? And angels? Who's seen an angel in real life anyway? A baby lying where the donkeys feed? Come on. Luke tells us Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. But not the shepherds. No, they returned glorifying and praising God for everything that they had heard and seen. Think about it for a second. Those shepherds were simply going about their everyday lives, doing what they did every night, watching over their sheep. When all of a sudden this angel song burst into their lives. But that's the way life is. And that's the way God works sometimes. Sometimes God finds us because we're searching for Him. But at other times, God takes us totally by surprise. Now, some of you came this evening sincerely searching for God. Others of you came for the singing of the carols or to be with your family in a safe and warm traditional environment. Or maybe you came simply to keep the warm glow of Christmas alive a little longer. I pray that whatever your reason for being here, that something might happen this night that will cause you to hear the voice of an angel saying, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news. Because the Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." And I hope in the midst of the quietness, a great company of the heavenly host, you'll hear them praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all." And I hope you leave this place a changed person. That's my prayer for you tonight. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, we give to you our thanks for this evening. For the simple beauty of Christmas. For all the old familiar melodies and words that remind us of that great miracle. When you came to us as a baby to lie in the crook of a woman's arm. Before such a mystery, we come in worship as we follow the shepherds and the wise men. Bring you our gift of love. It is a love, Lord, that we confess has not always been as warm or sincere or real as it should have been. But now on this Christmas Eve, that love would find its beloved. And from you receive the grace to make it pure again. We bring to you our gratitude for every token of your love, for all the ways you have heaped blessings upon us during the years that have gone. And we do pray, dear Lord, that as we celebrate the birth of your Son, we might do it in a manner that is pleasing to you. May all we do and say, every tribute of our hearts, bring honor to your name, that we may remember the birth of your Son and feel the presence of your Spirit among us even now. May the loving kindness of Christmas not only creep into our hearts, but there abide, so that not even the return to our earthly cares and responsibilities, not all the festivities of our own devising may cause it to creep away. May the joy and the spirit of Christmas stay with us now and forever. We pray this in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Shall we pray? Dear Lord, we bring here our treasures and our gifts. Some come from plenty, some from need, some from deepest sorrow of the soul. But you, O Lord, you know our pledge is peace, our promise is of goodwill. Accept these gifts and all the life they bring. Amen. You may be seated. Words of the beautiful carol, Silent Night, were born over 100 years ago in the village of Ansdorf, Austria. It happened on the night before Christmas Eve. The parish priest, Father Joseph Moore, was troubled. The little old organ in the church was broken. He thought of the Christmas Eve service. If only there could be some special music. Coming home from a visit to a parishioner, Father Moore found himself on the heights overlooking the little village, where a few lights glimmered in the silent darkness. So it must have been in Bethlehem on that silent, holy night when Christ was born. Silent night, holy night. The words came to him. He hastened home and he put them down on paper, and the next day he showed them to his organist, Franz Gruber. As he read the words, Franz Gruber felt the beauty of that first holy night. He began to sing, and those who listened knew the song would be immortal. There would be no organ music in church on that Christmas Eve. But as Father Moore sang with Franz Gruber accompanying him on the guitar, the congregation listened in wonder to the first rendition of a song that was to be a Christmas gift to all the world, Silent Night. As we pass the light of Christmas tonight, I invite you to imagine what it must have been like in that little Austrian church. Then Rhonda will accompany us on the piano as we remain seated and sing this special song together.
Thank you.
Hold your candle up high. May the light of Christ burn brightly in our lives all year long. Amen. When do you fly out? Today or tomorrow? You fly out today? Tomorrow, I mean? Oh, you're driving. That's right. So...